Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The official start of the Christmas shopping season has arrived with the dawn of Black Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, when retailers hope that reduced prices will stimulate enough sales to keep them in the black by the time the year's ledgers are tallied. Shoppers today will notice that inflation is taking a toll even on discount prices. NPR's Alina Selyuk reports.
Across the board, surveys find inflation top of mind for shoppers this holiday season. Retailers, including Target and Kohl's, say people have been pulling back from some discretionary shopping because they're spending so much more on necessities like food and gas. The National Retail Federation says this year, the number of shoppers who say the economy is having a big impact on their holiday plans reached 60%, the highest since the Great Recession. Still, people don't seem to be scaling back that much, with an average shopper planning to spend more than $800 on gifts, cards, decorations, and other holiday purchases. Alina Selyuk, NPR News.
When Congress returns from Thanksgiving break, members will face a big to-do list and not much time to get it done. NPR's Tamara Keith reports on what is on President Biden's agenda.
January brings divided government to Washington, and that means it's far less likely the president's priorities will get votes, making this period known as the lame duck a last chance for Democrats to get things done while they still control the agenda. The Biden administration is asking Congress for approximately $38 billion in funding to support Ukraine and just over $9 billion for COVID treatments and vaccines. President Biden also wants to sign a bill that protects same-sex and interracial marriage that recently advanced in the Senate on a bipartisan basis. And he wants to make sure Congress passes the Electoral Reform Act, meant to clear up ambiguity that helped fuel the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Ukrainian officials say 4 people were killed, 10 injured in Russia's latest missile strikes targeting the recently liberated city of Kherson. The race is on to repair critical infrastructure across Ukraine, left largely without power as a result of missile attacks. Ukraine's First Lady Olena Zelenska spoke to the BBC.
You know, we've had so many challenges during these months that, if I'm honest with you, blackout is not the worst thing that can happen to us. Recently, an opinion poll was published. Ukrainians were asked how much longer can they endure in these conditions. Over 90% of respondents said that they're prepared to endure this for 2 to 3 more years.
Ukraine's First Lady Olena Zelenska heard on the BBC. U.S. markets will have a shortened session today. Dow futures up 73. This is NPR. New research suggests that allowing grassy pastures to grow more naturally is both better for soil and the environment. NPR's Jeff Brumfield has more.
Grasses can stabilize soil, lock up carbon, and support entire ecosystems. They also feed livestock all over the world. In Great Britain, farmers reseed pastures on a regular basis with just a few species of grass, but a new study suggests a more natural approach might work better. Researchers at the UK Center for Ecology and Hydrology studied nearly 1,000 plots and found those that were left to naturally fill with plants and animals had 50% more biodiversity and better soil health. The scientists hope that this work will encourage farmers to leave their grass to grow on its own. The finding appears in the journal Ecology Solutions and Evidence. Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.
AAA is reporting gasoline prices for the day after Thanksgiving are around $3.58 a gallon for regular, down 13 cents over last week, still about 18 cents higher than this time last year. Ford is recalling more than 500,000 SUVs from the 2020 through 2023 model years. The Bronco Sport and Escape SUVs with 1.5-liter three-cylinder engines are involved. Behind the recall, a cracked fuel injector can spill fuel or leak vapors onto a hot engine and cause fires. Ford says the fires are rare and do not occur when the engines are off. Dealers are ready to update the cars. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.